This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We've got Tim Reams in here and also Clinton Carter. Both of them are quiet professionals, but they have definitely out there in the community seen a lot of combat as both in the military but also as contractors for different agencies and groups out there. And we should talk about this in the next segment, so just remind me to get there. Some stations don't carry this 5 minutes. But I just wanted to make a statement to all the viewers and listeners. Trump isn't backing off from all the intimidation, the attacks, the demonization. They keep thinking he's going to back off. He's not. But they are getting to his people. So that's the problem. And he can't even get his people into the different agencies. And they're in mutiny against the president. I mean, literally against the law. That's admitted they're in mutiny. Well, what do you think you should do about that?
You know, it's hard. I'm by no means am I a politician, and I don't have all the right answers. I wish I did. But to me, it's time to come out with the gloves off. You know, we're not sparring. We're not playing around anymore. It's time.
I agree, because it's hard to kick out the 4,000 people in the structure. He needs to go after the big dogs that openly met with the Russians, that got money from them, that are dirty. He just needs to take the gloves off on these people.
Cut the head off the snake. Body will die. You know, let's not start at the bottom. Let's start at the top. The people that are doing the wrong thing, the people that we know can't be trusted, the people that have openly...
We need to clean house. I'm sorry. Trump just needs to clean house.
Yeah, clean house, but start at the top.
We need to do that. And one thing that you don't really actually see a lot of, which is why this is so important now, is the fact that we don't... Trump has more support that they actually show. You know, there's so many more people that support him. But whenever you flip through social media or, you know, CNN or whatever, you see the fact that nobody supports them or whatever they're...
They admittedly distort that. For like 2 months, all his Twitter comments are negative.
Right. Yeah, and that's what they say, you know, and they spent 2 or 3 days on CNN complaining about the way he ate chicken fried steak on his own private plane with a knife and, a fork. So that some of the stuff that they report on is just completely not helping. It's not
he gives $25 billion to black colleges, but they talk about Conway putting her feet on the couch.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just, they're just nitpicking at him. But, now, like I said, he's got, he started 100 miles an hour. He's going, he's getting things done. And so we just need to support him and just keep going on with it.
You know, that's key. I don't want to demoralize people, Sam, that he stand up for Trump. It's just that we can't just think he's there alone. They're coming after him. He's still winning, but it's like a lion surrounded by 100 wolves. And we've got to get in there, folks, because look, his approval rating is only going up, even with her skewed polls. So America gets it. But the enemy's getting more and more pissed. They need to get bloody noses. They need to back off. They are just, it's something like a wimp that thinks they're invincible and always gets in your face so you break their jaw. I mean, I'm not looking for violence here, but I mean, politically, he's got to break some necks.
And that's the thing. Until, you know, they can continue to push and do what they're doing, it would just has to be met with, you know, a strong, counter movement. You know, we voted. We picked what we wanted.
They're calling for killing him everywhere. What have I said? Send in helicopters to Congress. Clean them all. Clean out the Democrats. Arrest all their asses. I mean, that's probably what they should do. These are globalist enemies. But I'm not even saying doing that because it goes on a dangerous road. But the road with them running things is even more dangerous. For the first time in my life, I'm ready to see all their asses arrested.
They can't control him.
Well, they know he's going to burrow in and get them.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Yeah, I mean, just like with the attacks in Berkeley and stuff like that, people are trying to do a peaceful protest, pro-Trump rally.
Yeah.
And then people are going to come out, they're cowards, they hide their face, they hit people with sticks, they pepper spray someone. Like, it's real simple to pick on a little man or a woman or something like that that's just out trying to be, you know, peaceful and have a demonstration. Well, you know, you picked on us, you did what you wanted, you asked for a fight, now you have one. So quit being cowards, uncover your face, the Antifas and all this. Like, it doesn't take a big man to hide your face. You see my face, you hear my message, find me if that's your deal.
Let's talk about what happened in Berkeley again. You know, these attack peaceful people everywhere. Let's get into... again, how this will work. Again, it's just getting the people motivated, but particularly the veterans, as people really listen to you as a moral authority, because you've stood up for something. You're not a coward. We need you to lead for the Republic right now, and Trump needs your help as well.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Fortunę tanto, fortunę racji, raci pusto celis. Fortunę amici, fortunę racji.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
You know, it was Clinton just pointed out that today is the Battle of the Alamo Day. This is the day the Alamo fell. March 6, 1836. Just incredible. And Patterson was the land commissioner then, and he was running for governor. I wish he would have won. I mean, I like the current governor as well. But they had, it had been a feedlot till the 50s. The Daughters of the Republic of Texas took it over. They wouldn't allow any political speeches there. Well, the state took it back over, and the only speech that's been given there was that one 3 years ago. You can Google Alex Jones Alamo speech. It's pretty powerful. But there was a lot of other powerful speeches that day. It was just crazy that not just to speak at the Alamo, and my ancestors were involved in all that, but to then, yeah, that's somebody else's live feed. There's an HD feed we've got. But the point is that it's just epic how reaching back in time, we're all connected. There it is, to those very same things. Tim Reams, of course, Quentin Carter, both veterans of all over the world. Looking at what we see today, where this country is, the beachhead we've got. Trump's approval rating is up. He's getting a lot of positive things done. It's just the unmitigated attack. We have to understand he's got the Republican leadership, the Democratic leadership, all bought by the Soros interest. Paul Ryan, you name it, on Soros payroll. You've got the MSM. You've got foreign governments. They're all piled on against him, claiming he won because of the Russians, not because of his message. It's so insulting to the American people. But I'm not here in an SOS. I'm just telling you, they are intending to go all out, and it's going to take more than Trump to beat them. And he can't sit up there as the commander-in-chief and look weak. He's not. He's strong. He's not backing down. He's counting on us. That's why he says, we're going to have more rallies, and I need the veterans, and I'm doing this for you. You know, we're together. Because he's telling everybody that he's really trying. And, it's almost surreal after all these traitors or people that are milquetoast, people that are halfway good and bad, to actually have somebody on fire and to see small businesses exploding, the stock market exploding, confidence exploding, respect for the country exploding, and all the good things he's doing, and to see this pack of scum out to get him. Pelosi, when you talk about jobs or veterans, wouldn't even stand up or clap. These are arrogant pieces of trash. You guys, don't be respectful here. Take over. Let's talk more about that. But also, we don't say any names yet, but a lot of really prominent folks that are patriots, they're going to be joining us in the next days and weeks, also pushing for veterans just to stand up and speak out. Doesn't mean veterans are going to save the world by themselves. But by going to city council, calling C-SPAN, coming on this show, putting stuff out with a photo of yourself saying, I'm Trump. You know, Quentin, explain it to people about, I was talking about the I'm Sparta. She said, no. We've already done that in the military before. Explain what it means to say I'm Donald Trump.
Yeah, basically what we're trying to say is that, you know, we support him. We are him. He is us. He takes care of us. He supports us. We, 100% wholeheartedly agree with what's going on. We honestly believe as a whole that our best interests are in his, and his are in ours. So I just want to see all of the veterans go out. Like a lot of the pictures we're showing right now, they weren't allowed to show their faces because they were standing up against the current president or commander in chief. Well, that's no longer an issue. So we want you to be proud, stand up, show your face, say who you are, show the world. It's solidarity.
Let's be clear. We took famous ones from 3.5 years ago that turned the tide against backing al-Qaeda in Syria. And so I wanted to put them side by side, but I didn't have time to tell the crew where we show the original, what they said, I won't be al-Qaeda's Air Force.
Right.
And then now we've changed it as an example of what we think is a good idea. But I'm sure
absolutely
you'll come up with better ideas.
That's correct. And we'll do it. We'll figure it out. And the viewers will do a great job. You know, they're far more creative than I'll ever be. There'll be somebody out there that makes that sign that goes viral. And when it does, it'll come to InfoWars. We'll repost it. We'll retweet it. We'll do all that stuff. We'll make it big.
And the Democrats call themselves the resistance now, and that's our classic term. We didn't just invent that. Everybody that's a resistance against the system. The whole system's against Trump. We are the resistance trying to restore our republic.
Yeah. No, we definitely are, And if there was just one thing I could say to President Trump, face to face, is just don't stop. Okay, just don't stop. Keep going. And we're here to support you. Now, he can't be everywhere. He can't make, there's 320 million Americans. He can't make everybody happy. But he is the commander in chief. It's our turn now to support him, For President Trump, don't stop. We back you 100%. Now that you are the president, it's our turn to now support you and show our support, with, just like you said on social media with the.
Well, he can't help it. He can't stop.
No, he can't stop. And I don't think he wants to, which is the reason why we voted him into office.
And the fight didn't end when we elected him.
Oh, they're playing chicken with somebody who is going to go to the end.
Right. And that's the thing. Like,
whether he's destroyed or victorious is up to us.
That's exactly right. It's just the election was not enough. The election was just basically the first step. Now it's time to stand behind and move forward. If you can lead, lead. If you can't, follow, but do something.
Well, I've said it. Everybody's always saying they want this or that, or they want to see globalism on its knees. The TPP, all these unelected systems, all these globalist systems, all these horrible, arrogant systems are all already in flames. He's already devastated them. Think of the victories of exposing the fake polls and CNN giving Hillary the questions and her directing the media. Think of all our glorious victories. They could change it all, but he's a Russian agent. That's why it's important to say, am I a Russian agent? Because I support America? This is a load of crap. These people, and like I said, Hillary's the one getting $35 million from Putin. They're the ones that, this is what happened. I had Kurt Weldon, former head of the Intelligence Committee for the Republicans, on 2 weeks ago. He said, I'm pissed. I know what's going on. I know they're saying he's a Russian agent, all this crap. I saw the documents that were secret that Hillary was actually commanded by the Chinese. He said, I'm coming out the next week. I know they probably, he said, they threatened my family that I'm doing it. She let him come on you. He got pissed. He came on. But then it's like these people go, I'm going to do the right thing. And then, well, they're like, secret. You can't talk about it. I mean, Hillary literally, I've been told this by former CIA section chiefs from Asia. Hillary, since the 80s, has been on the Chinese payroll. It's not some double agent deal, folks. She's totally paid for.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure what they're, you know, I understand exactly what they're saying as far as, you know, Trump being a Russian spy, this and that. It's just, you know, that we just need to, you know, back him and help him do what he said he was going to do. And he started, you know.
Yeah, the Russians want our taxes cut, the bigger military?
Yeah, right.
I mean, no, I don't think so.
None whatsoever.
No,
so they want their largest opposition in the world to be more fruitful and more successful. Like, that absolutely makes no sense whatsoever.
No.
And they had the intelligence committee said, no evidence. It was all made up. Fake wiretap crap. Then they go, oh, we didn't do wiretaps.
Right. I want the guy who trains to fight against me in battle to have the same weapons that I have, to eat the same amount of food that I have, to sleep in the same comfy bed that I have. No, absolutely not. I want that dude to sleep in rocks and have some busted set of gear and a weapon that doesn't work. Why? Because I want every single advantage I have to beat him. So to think that for any means or for any reason that the Russians would want us to do better by having him elected is just stupid.
It is. It definitely is. And you're completely right. It's almost comical, in my opinion. It's almost comical to actually think that, you know, they would want us to succeed in any way by, you know, helping him get
making America great again.
Right.
Yeah. Why would they want that? Why would they care? You know, to each his own, whatever they do. Hey, as long as it doesn't endanger the safety of others, I don't care. I'm here and President Trump is here for the Americans.
That's it. I mean, it's so clear cut. So I've been asked a lot of questions, making a lot of points. Let's talk about some of the other great patriots. I mean, you guys, we started making phone calls about 7 o'clock last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you told me this morning, the response was just boom. You too.
Yeah.
So thanks for responding when we talked about it.
I mean, this is what we do. We work all the time. Anyone that knows you and I knows that there's no such thing as downtime. There's no such thing as off time. We talk sometimes in the middle of the night, morning, whatever.
But if we ever break these people's back, we're going to take some vacations. We could do it, too.
Yeah. We're going to. It's just a matter of keep pushing. We have the platform to get the message out. So that's the idea, is use our platform. A lot of people have the same idea or ideology that we have, and they want to say the same things. They just don't know how to get it out in a media form.
They need the trigger.
Enough.
They
need us.
Yeah. Or they might be afraid to come out on their own.
Understand that we're not afraid. We don't run.
I'm afraid of failing and letting these anti-American, anti-human scumbags who think they're better than us and want to just dominate us because they know. I'm not being elitist. You look at our opposition, they're scum. They're willing to do nasty, bad stuff for control, and we just want them off our backs. I mean, for me, it totally overwhelms me in a good way. Like, I'm possessed by the desire to beat these people. It's not about money, fame, any of it. I'm tired of scum trying to screw people over because they don't want any competition.
Yeah, and it's just like you said, you know, you started this yesterday, I don't know, around 7 o'clock, and me and Hugh had talked, and ever since then, it hasn't even been 24 hours yet. We have a list of veterans, known veterans, who have been put in the spotlight, who have done really well for themselves, and they're going to come on here and they're going to talk. But that list just keeps growing because more and more want to, you know, do it, like you said, support Trump and come out here and actually have.
And I don't care where they do it. I've said here, wherever, and they all want to do it here. I just want to see them stand up because the country needs them.
And I talked to a lot of them on the phone whenever I called them. You know, I actually called a lot of guys up and said, hey, you know, Alex Jones is talking about doing this. Where do you stand? And hey, can I fly down tomorrow? They actually want to be here. It's not, you know, twisting their arm, anything like that. They want to be here because they truly believe in everything that you're saying. They truly believe in everything that Trump is doing because he is looking out for the better, you know, better for the veterans. He's looking out for us. And he's, even though a lot of Americans won't think he is, he's actually looking out for all of America.
Well, that's the thing. They listen to the news that just won't report anything he's doing. But I sit there every day watching what he actually did. It's everything you do to empower the people.
We should release like a top 10 list, just something, a quick little article, whatever, on top 10 things that he's done that they're not telling.
You know, that's a great headline. Top 10 things Trump's done for the people.
Right. Yeah. You know, $25 billion for black colleges. You don't see that anywhere. You know,
cutting 2/3 the regulations on small business.
Right.
Best job small businesses numbers since 1984.
That's what we
$3 trillion added to the stock market.
Yeah.
Signed executive orders. You don't have to pay $5,000 if you don't get Obamacare. Killed the mandate. The news won't even tell you that.
So that's what we should do. Yeah. We should show them. So instead of we cover stories, we do things here quite differently than everyone else
Skip
does.
The break.
But, you know, there are things that are missed because we literally can't cover everything. He does so much so good that we can't do it all.
In a short amount of time.
Yeah, I mean, it's been
he said he like took the veterans off days. The number one terror list. He said they're not on the list.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And we should do something. We should.
Like they said, when veterans start blowing stuff up, then we'll
right.
put them on the list.
We should post a list. You know, like our headlines, our top 10 list, top five, whatever it is, of the things that he's done that no one else is covering so that we can and show that truth to everyone.
Sure. Well, everybody like Jesse James, you name it, who again, Jesse James doesn't brag. Nobody really says how big he is. He sold $2 billion worth of product in Walmart. He has control of the entire NRA brand. He has it the next 5 years. You know, we're friends. We got to dinner and stuff. I'll never get into all that. I don't ever ask him for anything in the 6 years I've known him. And when I call him and say, I need you to come out for Trump and mobilize everybody you've got for him, we need to get visible now because they're got Soros. All those people are putting people in town halls. They're taking action. I mean, it isn't just supporting Trump. It's supporting our damn selves. We asked for somebody to be a champion and stick their neck out. This is it. We better get involved. He said, absolutely. I'm coming in Friday. I'm going to mobilize my whole list of millions of people. And it's just, you know, it's just everybody understands we got to do this.
Yes.
I don't care where you do it, folks, because anybody associated with me, they'll lie about it, give you heat. I don't care. The point is you support Trump, they'll do it. It doesn't matter. We know Michael Moore and people like this are scum, okay? He has six armed bodyguards. He doesn't want you to be able to have a gun. They're scum. They are scum. And they look at veterans and people, and they don't feel confident by seeing manly men or people that are strong and have convictions. They get pissed because they're criminals. Of course, a criminal mindset hates its veterans.
Yeah, no, it's definitely correct, and which is kind of absurd, really. You know, veterans, they just like President Trump, just like yourself, they want everybody in America to succeed and prosper, but they really don't care about everybody else, you know. But if the president or whoever is allowed to have bodyguards with fully automatic guns or whatever, or you know, then we should, by all means, at least be able to carry just a semi-automatic pistol to protect ourselves.
And all the numbers show the concealed carry people are the normally veterans, the lowest level of crime.
Right.
Like, we're good people. Leave us the hell alone.
You have the inherent right to self-defense, regardless of anything. It's not a God-given right. It's a birth-given right. You are a human being. You live on this earth. You have the right to self-defense. You have the right to not be taken advantage of, to not be robbed, to not be killed. You have not only the right, but the responsibility right. to, you know, protect those people around you. I think that certain people are given certain roles in life. Tim and I can both agree that we are protectors. It's who we are. It's what we've done. You know, among the two of us, we probably have, you know, 50 years combined service protecting and taking care of other people. And it's because other people can't, you know. So it's your right. It's your responsibility to protect those around you that can't. I don't have a problem using a firearm. I train with a firearm. I carry a firearm all the time. Maybe the person next to me doesn't, but I want to be ready and prepared.
And you don't take the fact that they're weak and stupid as a plus. You as a human take it as bad. You want to build them up.
That's exactly.
And it's this animal, hateful garbage by these weak people that they see dumbed down people and they see them as prey and they sow all this evil. And just for me, metaphysically, I feel them pressing their will on us. I see it. They think they're going to win with all their arrogance. And no, they're not. I mean, I'll just tell you right now, they're planning a physical war. If Hillary got in, they said they were going to shut me down in the news. She said it. They were going to go after the veterans. We got articles on InfoWars.com today where Obama got caught stealing almost $200 billion out of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac of investors' money to implode it because he didn't like middle-class people getting houses. I mean, they want to blow the engine of prosperity up, man. Get you. And I know you're not a serial killer. You're not somebody who wants to grab kids out of the back of the yard or young women and torture them to death. So you don't understand that. Well, understand, that's who they are. Obama is a dirtbag, okay? He was never our president. He's a, and I'm just telling you, if you simply stand up a little bit, it's game over. We're already kicking their ass. But we're seeing their full push now. They were the attackers before, and so we had the initiative to defeat them. Now they see it as their corner, which they're not, so they're giving us their full attack. We have to realize the war only started now, and I'm telling you, your children, everybody, absolutely deserve for you to do the right thing. And it's not work, folks. The animating contest of liberty that Jefferson talked about is everything. You know, I mean, let me tell you, when I was in high school or college, girls, whatever, none of it made me happy. Fighting for freedom is what it's all about. It's so fulfilling, you can't even deal with it. And then I look at these people that have nothing but bad will for everybody, and I tell you, I don't hate them. I want to see them broken. Guys, we got about 6-7 minutes left. I want to commend you for taking action and the big stuff you're developing and setting up. So thank you for doing that. Tim, and of course, Quentin, spend a few minutes. You're humble guys, but just get into really what you think in a closing statement to everybody, a call to action for the Republic.
Well, starting, just like you said, the first thing you remember being excited about was fighting for your freedom and stuff like that. So that's why I joined the Marine Corps at such a young age. At 18, I joined the Marine Corps, and I truly believed in our mission and helping people around the world, this and that. But, around 2010, 2011, 12, I started to develop this sense of not really actually doing what I set out to do as far as the administration at that time, kind of using us as a way to get, better fill our pockets. But, now that Trump's elected, I'm really looking forward to what he's got for the next 4 years. And now I'm starting to feel better about what I had done. And, he's really looking out for the veterans, and I'm just loving it right now. And so I'm going to come out here and support any way that I can, go on social media, support with a I Am Trump shirt. Whatever you guys like.
Absolutely.
And the thing I want to say is, remember, there's strength in numbers. That's what gets things done. A million ants carry a lot of leaves. It's something super simple.
Many hands make light work.
That's it. So stand up, be counted, pull your weight, do the right thing. This is your call to action. You did a little bit. We all voted. Fight is not over.
Legendary, now is the time. Keep going. It's true, though. Legendary history is passing before your eyes. Be part of it. The energy level is just explosive. I mean, I can't stop working 18 hours a day because this is history. This is the fight between good and evil. This is it.
There will never be a time in our lives or our children's lives more important
never.
Than it is right now. This makes or breaks the everything about America.
It's been 10 generations.
Or fail, all has right now. This is what fixes everything. Yeah, this decides the motion.
And I would like to say, one last thing for all the veterans out there. Don't be afraid. Stand up. Don't be afraid to say, yes, I voted for Trump, or yes, I support him. Don't be afraid.
That's right. Get past the bullying.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't let them dominate your will and roll over to these people.
And don't be afraid, You voted. He's in office now. He's going to be there for you guys. And so now it's time for us to show that we're here for him, and it'll make his job easier. If he sees the people that are actually behind him, even though, companies like CNN, they wouldn't want you to see all this stuff. But, if we go on the air and we talk about this and that and we show our T-shirt or a sign over our face that said, I am Trump, I'm voting, whatever the case may be, he will see that support and it will only fuel his fire. And
he needs it.
Working. He will.
I mean, he's going to keep going, but it's just that...
He needs help. He needs help.
And something else to the veteran community, while I've got a second to say this, remember, some of us have issues, some of us have had a hard time, some of us have dealt with the war differently, but understand this, you are not broken. You are not worthless.
And don't let them tell you that. That's a lie.
It's the whole idea of trying to drug us out and keep us hooked on pills and the VA's whole deny your claim until you die.
I just want to use you like a machine and then throw you away. No.
The same valuable...
You're going to show them now what you can do.
That's it. The same valuable person you were when you signed, when you took that oath, is the same person you need to be today. You stood up, you put your life on the line, you signed a blank check that you would do anything that needed to be done for the betterment of the country.
And now you've got a chance to really fight for the Republic.
Right.
Because everybody joined for great reasons. We love you. None of it's perfect. But now, this is so pure.
Right.
I want to say, this is so damn pure. I mean, there's like no debating. It's like, wow, how could you not do your maximum effort? Go ahead.
It's 100% about us right now. Some of us joined. I joined.
This is for the homeland.
Prior to September 11th.
But for me, it's now we finally have somebody in the last 8 years that gives a damn. And we voted him into office. So that's why I'm just ecstatic. And, for all the veterans out there, you no longer now, thanks to Trump, have to worry about that list getting put on some sort of terrorist list. Go to the VA, get the help that you need. And just... keep pushing on.
That's right. They were threatening veterans to not be involved. Q, great point.
Yeah, they absolutely threatened us. They ask a bunch of questions, when you go in for basic medical stuff. oh, you have a cold, you need some medicine. Okay, where are your guns in the house? Do you have guns? Do you have this and that? None of that is any of their business, you know? Push forward.
And don't be afraid.
Stand up, be counted. Don't be afraid of anything.
Timothy Reams, I know you've got a lot of stuff coming in the future. Come in when these great Patriots come back in with us, you and Q.
Yes, sir.
And help lead this initiative with Q, just to all these great veterans, to give them a voice here and other places to inspire others. And together, we're unstoppable. Thank you for your courage.
Thank you, sir.
Appreciate you. Q, great job.
Absolutely. Thank you.
God, I called these guys last night about this, and it's already huge. Just wait. All right, coming up, we got a Washington Insider in studio.
We're on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Inflammatory bowel disease, or IBD, is a chronic inflammatory disease that affects as many as 1.6 million Americans. A new resource is available at IBDGamePlan.com to help people with Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis, the two most common forms of IBD, manage everyday life with these diseases. Dr. Millie Long, a gastroenterologist from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill, has more.
The nature of IBD can make it hard for patients to discuss their symptoms or the impact the disease has on their lives. It's important for people to know that they're not alone and that they should feel open to talking to their doctor about all their symptoms. This communication is important in order to develop an appropriate treatment plan.
A great resource is IBDGamePlan.com, which has tools to help people living with IBD create a game plan with their healthcare providers to take control and manage symptoms of IBD. Symptoms of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis can include diarrhea, abdominal pain or cramping, and rectal bleeding.
There is no cure for IBD, but there are treatments available that address the inflammation that causes symptoms and can help achieve and maintain remission.
Visit IBDGamePlan.com to create your own IBD game plan, register for ongoing tips, and access useful tools.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are live, ladies and gentlemen, halfway into this global transmission. Bruce Fein, who is a constitutional lawyer, former general counsel of the Federal Communications Commission, former advisor in the campaign, the head of his foreign affairs for Ron Paul, is here in studio with us. And he's got so much to get into about what's really happening in Washington, what he thinks Trump needs to do, the way things really work there, the fact that Trump's only gotten people in one deep at the federal agencies, and what he thinks is really unfolding. So what I'm going to let you do here, sir, is we're going to put the camera on you, at least for at least 10 minutes, or I'll never shut up, and just get into some of those great points we talked about at breakfast yesterday, because Yeah, this is really the inside scoop on what's going on. You know, you're like 100 and something yards away from the Capitol at your offices. What's really happening in D.C. and the battle for this republic. Here it is, the day the Alamo fell, on Alamo Day here in Texas, as we're covering all this. And then we will open the phones up for the second half of the next hour for you and get into some other news. But, boy, they are after Trump on every front. They're saying they didn't wiretap him, but they did. There's no Russian evidence, but it doesn't matter. Certainly the power structure is mad at Donald Trump. But talking to you, you're saying that, look, he's a businessman, but he doesn't know how Washington works. You've got some really good advice for him. So I'd say this is a insider, a good insider. It's the guy that got rid of the fairness doctrine, you name it. The reason we even have free speech and talk radio today, you're here trying to actually communicate with the president today and his people so that he understands what you've seen as an observer or some of the mistakes he's made.
Yeah, I don't want to call mistakes. I just want to focus on going forward. I think that's the best thing. And some of these observations are made based upon my experience during the transition from Jimmy Carter to Ronald Reagan in 1980. Personnel is policy. And as you pointed out, Alex, it's critical that you have your team in. That's the way that politics works. You have elections, new people with new ideas come in. At present, we have really only a handful of Trump-appointed officials running key agencies at the Department of Defense, Department of State, at the Justice Department. The others are either vacant or they're Obama holdovers. And you can't have a changing ship of state with only a few hands when you're running a $4.3 trillion enterprise. It's got over 2 million federal employees, more than 2 million federal contractors, with a handful. There's too much going on in order to take control of the policy. And I think that's why there's been so many distractions. So the first thing I would recommend that the president consider is filling many of the positions at the second and third tier levels, the Department of Justice, which is critical. Judge Napolitano, I would suggest, would make a splendid deputy attorney general. Jonathan Turley, a professor at George Washington University, head office of legal counsel. Richard Epstein, a University of Chicago professor, very much devoted to property rights, Solicitor General, Tom Campbell, former Republican congressman, Associate Attorney General. These are the kinds of names that have to be gotten in place very quickly. Otherwise, you're going to be fighting firefights every single day because you're going to be dealing with people who are not yours. They're not loyal to you. They're holdovers, and they don't have any incentive for your administration to succeed. At some
point, surely Trump knows this, so why... Why hasn't he been able to? I mean, they admit that the Justice Department, the State Department are in open rebellion. So, I mean, what would you do?
I'd say get names and send them to Congress. It's not because Congress has, there aren't even names to consider for hearings. And I believe, and it's really based more on circumstantial evidence than otherwise, Alex, it takes, having been involved in this from Carter to Reagan, you have to have a wide circle of people who have been in government to know how it works in order to get a list of names.
Sure, people you trust that can then bring in teams.
They can bring in teams, and they need to know how government works. It doesn't work like business. In government, oftentimes 2 plus 2 is 5, or it's 3. And so you need people with different backgrounds and different expertise than those who can bring in profits in business. And that means the people, I mean, I've been in Washington almost 50 years, you know, deal with circles of people. You build up names, people you trust, their judgment. And from those lists, you then compile, all right, we think these are the slots that could be filled. And I'm not certain that President Trump's, you know, his initial inner circle has that circle.
Sure. Ron Paul, who I trust, doesn't trust a lot of people. And he trusts you to be the head of his foreign policy advisor for several campaigns. How did you meet Ron Paul? How did that trust build up?
Well, I met him as a member of Congress, and he used to have roundtables at lunchtime where he'd have his small group of what you would call his band of brothers who believed in small government and having presidents be president of the United States like President Trump rather than president of the world and say if you can march them in, you can march them out to get out of wars. And I knew Ron by communicating with right on Capitol Hill. My offices are within 5 minutes of walking distance. So, and then you learn and you meet their staffs, and that's the kind of relationship you build up. But you actually have to physically be there. It's not developing a relationship by email. You know, it's just sitting down and seeing people face to face, get a sense of their judgment. And that's the kind of personal experience that you need in order to tap in to the circles of those who know how to turn the ship of state around. It's complicated. It's not easy. You can't just press.
Sure. Where would you say we are right now as a republic in world history?
I think that we are no longer a republic, Alex. I think that we have so much endowed the executive branch with limitless power. We resemble far more the monarchy of King George III than the democracy of George Washington. I mean, the president goes to war on his own, he spies on his own, he spends money on his own, he claims that he can do things.
Is that why the left is so freaked out? Because they built this political god with all this power, and now the guy that wants to devolve the power is in that seat.
Yeah, because the left had no difficulty at all in accepting all the expansion under President Obama. When he did it, he had no authority to go into Libya. They just turned they blinded themselves to their eyes. When Obama said, okay, there's war against ISIS, I don't need congressional authority, even when Congress turned him down in 2013, the liberals said nothing. When he said he wanted to do a treaty with Iran, that he was going to call an executive order and violate the treaty clause, the Democrats said, well, that's fine. You don't need to actually do a treaty anymore like we did with the UN. You can view treaties as unfortunate or not. And moreover, Alex, President Obama and his Secretary of State, John Kerry, testified for Congress that the reason why the Iran deal wasn't going to be a treaty, because he said it's too hard to get treaties ratified. So he didn't want to do them anymore. You know, he said that he was in favor of a treaty concerning disabilities, and therefore he couldn't get it ratified, and that was the heck with it. I mean, that's basically an insurrection against the Constitution. You don't do it because you can't win. You don't run elections because you can't win. You don't do legislation because you can't win. So in the arc, if you want to call a history having an arc as opposed to linear progressions, we are back to where we started from. We have come full circle from being a liberty-centered universe to a government-centered universe. And this is what we need to end. I think that was what
I agree.
American people were saying in 2016.
And in his inaugural, he said he wants to do that. He's clearly trying to do it. And you see the stock market up, small businesses up. But as you said, the Republican Party's blocking him, the establishment's blocking him. What would you do then if you were President Trump right now?
He said, got to go with the personnel first, because you can't do things without real people who make those decisions.
And okay, then why hasn't he done that?
Well, I can't get into his head. I think that he seems to me to be distracted on things that are very minor compared to the urgency of getting his people in place and making these decisions. But generally speaking, Alex, I don't find it constructive to find fault finding in the past, try to move forward. You know, everybody stumbles. That's part of the game. To err is human. To forgive is divine. But going forward, you know, there are only so many stumbles. Focus on it. It's not like, you know, it's not rocket science. You need your people who are.
No, I get it. But Trump actually listens to people he thinks are giving real counsel.
Yeah.
What would you do next then if you were in Trump's position?
Hey. Go out and find and make these nominations to the second tier. I mean, you want to get out of these what I think are ill-conceived wars. I mean, someone even who is outside the mainstream of the Republicans in the Congress, Walter Jones, who's on armed services.
He'd be great.
He would be fabulous as Deputy Secretary of State. And
said that. He's super moral.
And he absolutely is. And you know, Alex, he is the only one who's written letters of condolence to every single family who's had a soldier die since 9/11. Every single one.
He should be part of Trump's operation.
And he is the only one. And I go to Congress and their office space. He's the only one outside of his office. He's got pictures of everyone in his district who died, who gave that less full measure of devotion to the United States. And Nancy Pelosi wanted to have him take those pictures down. And I helped him say no. But that would be a fabulous move. He said, okay, I am president of the United States. And Walter would bring back our troops to defend our sea lanes, our land borders, our airspace, our cyberspace. They spend their salaries in the United States, not elsewhere. And people forget that we, what one time, had more influence abroad when we were 13 states without really any military-industrial complex after we won the Revolutionary War, because we set the example of we the people. And all the monarchs and tyrants in Europe and Asia,
they said, how do we compete with the American system?
Absolutely. And they were fearful that that happened in France, that their people would revolt. And we didn't need a single bullet to do that. We just needed the example and practice it here. And that's what we need to get back to doing. And we understand that we can't change Iraqis into Canadians by dropping bombs on them. It's not going to happen. It's like thinking you can repeal Newton's laws of motion. So
I want to get more into the Washington insider, gives Trump his warning and analysis. But just looking at the Democrats themselves, Pelosi thinks that Bush is still in office. In the same press conference, Maxine Waters thinks that Putin, with Trump's support, has invaded, quote, Korea, not North or South, just Korea. I mean, I watch him and I think, oh, well, that was just one press conference. I watch another. They look like they couldn't manage a cash register at 7-Eleven. So I'm really concerned about the Republicans are bad as well, but they seem more cunning. The Democrats, I don't understand why they seem so mentally deranged.
Well, this is, Alex, my view is let them be there. I mean, I think that they are trying to distract themselves from the reasons why Hillary Clinton lost the presidency. And in my mind, fine, go ahead and blind yourself to what everybody could see about the terrible nature of the policies that she was promoting and the nature of her candidacy itself. It comes back, the Democrats didn't win. They don't control the agenda. But we are not going to control the agenda unless we have our people confirmed. And we keep.
How much danger do you think Trump's in from them trying to impeach him? Because they admit that's what they want to do. Obama's moving in down the street, saying he wants to overthrow him, but then admits he's wiretapping him, but then says he isn't.
I don't think that he's in danger if he just moves forward with his policy. And I don't understand why, in my lifetime, when George W. Bush won, Alex, in 2002, that was a far more precarious election than Donald Trump's. It went into court, highly disputed.
Sure.
There was division. And the president would move forward. The nation accepted. All right, he was elected. We move on. No one thinks that the first term of W. was illegitimate. He had two terms. We moved on. We evaluated what he did. I think that President Trump should just say, and I think the American people are willing to say, you got elected. Fair and square, move on with your policies. Put your people in. Do what you said you in.
Well, his approval rating is going up the more they flip out. So maybe I shouldn't be so concerned. Just let them keep spinning around.
Listen, public opinion can be very fickle. I remember in my life, Tim, you probably did too, Alex, when George H.W. Bush came back after we destroyed Saddam's forces in Kuwait. He was at 91% approval rating.
He dropped down to 40 quick.
Yeah. Overnight. Don't be preoccupied with the poll ratings from day to day. Just push forward on the policies. That was what the American people are going to vote on. Did you end the wars? Did you cut back government? Did you eliminate these agencies like Education Department?
Well, Trump knows that, and Bannon, I know you've had mixed feelings on. I mean, he really wants to break the back of collectivism, actually make poor people rich, actually make the globalists not consolidate wealth, but share it through free market. I think that they can do that.
They can. I mean, there's nothing that inhibits them now any less than at the time that the inauguration happened.
Why are the Democrats fighting so hard then? And Republican leadership.
We have a political culture that's been entrenched for a century. They don't want the government to slim down. Their view is that the United States is about making government great rather than the people having an opportunity to develop their faculties and pursue their ambitions. So it's a threat to them when you say, oh, you mean I'm not going to be part of a $4.3 trillion government agency anymore? It's going to come back. Then their prestige, their status, their financial opportunities become compromised.
They don't have a sense of the connected greatness of humanity.
Well, I don't think
it's all part of their own little thing.
Yes, I think,
which is transitory and fails. Only empowering humanity is what goes on.
Well, I think where the deficiency is on both sides, Republicans and Democrats in Congress, is failing to recognize that we were unique as a nation. in understanding that our legacy, our greatness comes from the opportunity we want to give all of our individuals here to develop their faculties, to pursue their
ambitions. We're not building pyramids, as you love to say, to the elites. Let's talk about that, because, look, if people love North Korea or Venezuela or whatever in socialized states or communist states, go there. I mean, couldn't it be, hey, America's about freewheeling, open society. Everybody wanted to come here because this is actually what builds pyramids for humanity, not for the elites.
Exactly right. They don't have an immigration problem in China, in Russia, North Korea. People aren't immigrating to North Korea. And that's a testament to, but we're so far from what we used to be, Alex.
We're a shadow of ourselves. I mean, you give me a real assessment of Trump. I mean, I think he means well. That's why I admire him. I mean, he's really trying.
I think we need to focus on less on fault finding. We need to get the job done. You know, this is.
I agree, but as a man, I'm asking your real opinion of Donald Trump.
The fact was, he was willing to say things that no one else was willing to say. And I think that his ambition, as stated, to recognize he's president of the United States, not of the world, that he's here to represent the people of the United
States. He's saying everything you've been saying forever.
Yeah, I've been saying. Not only me, George Washington was saying it. This has happened for 200 years and took Donald Trump, after it's been in hiatus for like a century. Hey, this really is what the United States is.
Yeah, about. You got elected to represent us, so that's how it works.
Yeah, that's how.
It's like a marriage. You're like, hey, you're married to me, not England. Or
I call this the, when if you're in government, and I was there, you're a temporary steward of the liberties of the people. They still are your rulers. And that's why I say the highest office in the land is not the Oval Office. It's not the Speaker of the House or the Speaker of the Senate. It's you as citizen of the United States. You are the highest
office. That's right. We have to step into that office.
Yes, because we the people are sovereign, not the government. We the people are sovereign. And you know what Thomas Paine described a patriot at the time of the Revolution? A patriot saves his country from his government. That's what it means to be citizen of the United States.
All right, Bruce Fine, former chief counsel of the Federal Communications Commission. With us on the other side.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Hi, my name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Hewer's and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Up, the Owen Schroyer's hosting the fourth hour. We have Chris Ruddy, who met with the president over the weekend in Mar-a-Lago, coming out just how angry he is at a Newsmax, CEO of Newsmax, coming out how angry he is that Sessions recused himself. I want to get into getting rid of agency, something you've talked about. You talked a lot about. We all know Congress has a low approval rating. They pass the buck. They give it to the bureaucracy or the president. You're saying have the president go right to them and demand, you know, they do something and make them take action.
Yeah.
I understand the optics. He wants to take action with what he can right up front. But as you said, a new president comes in, that gets wiped away. Needs to be statutorily or, you know, the law changed. But specifically, just looking at the overall atmosphere, all these Democratic attacks and Republican attacks on Trump wanting to keep their power, is that going anywhere?
I don't think it's going anywhere at all. I don't think that the American people are rallying behind the Democrats and giving them fabulous approval ratings and, you know, having huge demonstrations, you know, in favor of what the Democrats want.
So we're seeing spoiled entitlement.
Absolutely. And it's grown up for so many years, Alex. I've been there for 50 years, and every single year the government got bigger and bigger, and then maybe it borrowed the money rather than raise it by revenue. That never got smaller, and it always I think lost sight of the fact that as the United States, our greatness is say it's not pyramids, it's giving everyone an opportunity to develop their faculties.
It's not letting crony capitalist monopolies take over.
Yeah, not letting the big banks, not letting the military industrial complex, and going back to the fundamental principle. It's great. We succeed when everybody gets to chart their own destiny, captain of their fate. You don't get to tell me how I live my life. I don't tell you.
That creates the secret sauce, of the real diversity.
Oh, yeah, the diversity and the genius. We need the genius of people building better mousetraps, not working for the CIA or the NSA or the military trying to kill people. That's the genius. That's what made us into a fabulous nation within 100
exactly.
years.
Exactly. If we have all the fabulous inventions mm-hmm. and the big, beautiful cities and technology, mm-hmm. everyone's going to follow us regardless.
Absolutely.
Soft power.
Yeah, we wouldn't need to have. In fact, we would attract so much brains out of the rest of the world. They wouldn't have.
You know, Eisenhower criticized the military industrial complex as he presided over its takeover, but they had the whiz kid functions and all about the people then. That all kind of stalled out.
It did. I mean, the understanding that the military industrial complex from it was almost unique to President Heiser because he had been there. He knew about it, and no one could criticize him because he was there D-Day. You know, you're not going to criticize him. Other presidents, they got taken over, and you bring in all these whiz kids, and they drive us into Vietnam and these useless wars that accomplish nothing other than cause us to go bankrupt and make us less safe instead of recognize we need invincible self-defense here at home. No one's going to destroy
to protect all the incredible brain trust in what we built.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be begging to sell us their raw materials and begging to be part of them.
Yeah, and they will come over in the hordes because that's the opportunity. That's what happened in the 1800s. We will get the best and the brightest from all over the world.
But notice globalism wants us to be its military arm, take the blame. Yeah. Then the UN and the globalists become the groups that hand out the technology. Yeah. So they become America when they're the opposite of it.
Yeah, and they want us to defend the whole world. Well, we have an obligation to go everywhere. No, we have an obligation to the American people because we are.
And they say Trump's anti-NATO just because he says pay part of it.
Yeah, which is, in my judgment, that's a ridiculous argument to make in any way. In my view, NATO needs to defend itself. You know, we have no obligation to defend them. We know that they're not there in our best interest. They're there in their best interest. They take advantage of us.
The EU is a criminal group. Well, let's come back in 70 seconds. Talk about agencies to get rid of, and we've got the British minister. We've got that clip right here with the EU tyranny.
Visit GCNLive.com today.